As I began to really immerse myself in the first chapter of Philippians, I remembered hearing everything in that letter, but also I have some resources that when I began to spread out and open those to these passages, man, it just lit up to me. And what it did was it was just an exposure of my own heart and the contrast of my heart to Paul's, because Paul was talking about loving these people. In fact, he was exemplifying, he was exampling Jesus' own words about what love really is. And so I was convicted, but then the Holy Spirit came along and said, just be still and listen. The Lord wants to feed you today. He wants to give you the best medicine you've ever had. He wants to pour His Spirit into you and cause you to light up like a giant bonfire for the kingdom. I think He wants to do that with each one of us. And if you would turn to Philippians 1, I'd like to read this prayer that he's praying, and actually one of my favorite resources is the Expositions of Scripture by Alexander McLaren. And I was blessed one year a while back. My brother and my sister-in-law, they're bookies too, and they, for my Christmas present, bought me his whole library, 11 volumes, and there's some incredible things that he points out about this incredible relationship between Paul and this little church in Philippi. And I think it would be strong enough for me to just say, Lord, infect us all with this realization, realizing how contrasting our hearts are to this kind of love. It's a man's love. In fact, the first thing I want to say to you today is love is a man word in God's book. And we've all grown up thinking it was a feminine thing. And there's a special love there, but there's a more special love for men, because we are builders and we're warriors. And some of the women are too, as you know. You know, if you're married, you know that for sure. But it's a wonderful thing how God has built things so that He can drive us in through the thresholds that will lead us to real fruitfulness in the kingdom, in His kingdom. And His kingdom is all over the place, because He's the Lord of all creation. And He's also the commander of heaven's armies. And I've been praying lately that He would send a few big generals and their troops into places where it's obvious that the devil thinks he's getting the top shelf and he's getting the win this time. That ain't going to happen. I read the book, and God wins. And He wants to win here today too. He wants us to be not just winners in the sense of the world's consciousness, but winners in our contending with the contentment we have in the Lord. Resting in Him is powerful. If I am still and weak He told Paul himself, he said, I'm strong when you're weak. So it's okay to be weak. But then we have to get our focus right. And so this letter is from Paul and Timothy. Isn't it great that Paul just pulls Timothy out and takes him with him and trains him in everything that he wants to do to really build the body of Christ everywhere they go. It is written to all of God's people in Philippi who believe in Christ Jesus and to the elders and deacons, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. And this struck me so directly. I have to read it out loud, and I'd be happy if, you know, I hear some response from you guys in the way it impacts. It impacted me. And the first heading lines of Paul's letter to the Philippians were these words. And, just before I read that, it would help a little bit if we knew that this letter to the Philippians was, except for the letter to Philemon earlier, is the example of how much he loved these people. He lays out the past and says, you've been with me for the gospel's sake from the very beginning. And because of that, his response is, I have the most pleasant memories of you all. My prayers for you are a real joy. I can hear him laughing out loud just from joy. For they bring back to my mind how we have worked together for the gospel from the first. And that great Alexander McLaren says that this prayer that he's about to pray is a comprehensive prayer. And that there's an incredible teaching that comes from it, because when McLaren is reading this prayer that he calls a comprehensive prayer, he must have been looking through God's eyes and hearing through his ears, and because he just bursts out in this statement, what a blessed friendship is that of which the natural language is prayer. We have many ways, thank God, to show real friendship, but the best is prayer. And the reason is that all that is selfish, all that is low, is purged as we pray for those we love. And maybe that love is just a burden for a brother as his world falls apart and his marriage falls apart, his family is going in the dump, and we love enough to cast our care and our burden upon the Lord. And now that we've introduced this casting action, we have to understand that God doesn't want us to just act like we walk with Him. He wants to have us. He wants us. And He wants all of us. Why? Because He wants to be all for us. And in Scripture, it says it, and it's a beautiful thing that J. Edwin Orr kind of repeated and explained to me, especially in his book, Complete Surrender. Andrew Murray has one called Absolute Surrender, and the Lord just chose to force feed me both books a few months back. And man, did I need it. But the Lord wants us. And he actually alludes to the fact that he wants us to take ourself, everything that we are in us, in our ways, in our thoughts, our motives, our projections about what's good and what's bad. He wants us to take that whole bag and throw it at him like we're throwing away the trash, so that he can step in and have that space to be all in all. And I love that statement because I heard it as a child. I grew up in a scary, godly bunch of people, family, you know. And he wants us to just cast everything. In fact, the word actually means hurl. Hurl everything we are into his lap and let him be everything. And we live in a world and we're surrounded by temptations toward the evil side, toward the dark side, and also there's indoctrinations and all kinds of philosophies and stuff that have nothing to do with the gospel. And they abound today in our country and in our world. What are we to do? We need to, that word learn that we're using when we get to the challenge to be still and to stop letting the world's distractions take us out of focus, is that we are able, if we just learn how from him, to discern what's true and what's not true. In fact, it's almost like the senses of the body, the spiritual sense in a spiritual way, gives us the power and the understanding and the wisdom at hand, just right there, so we can just reach out and grab it when we need to clarify what's going on around us and what somebody's saying. Because there's an instinct, there's a sense that the Lord has planted in us that's called the Holy Spirit that will say, oh, go to the next one, because this guy's way off. It's not a condemnation of that person that we're supposed to stand on. But in love, we do that kind of thing. We call a lie a lie. We call the truth, and we stand on it militantly, laying our lives on the line. And sometimes we speak with our relatives and our kids, and we realize that they're grasping things that are a little bit far away from the gospel message and the love that God has for them. And we need to learn from God how do we approach that? How do we, in love, keep loving them yet stand for the truth? And as I pondered that a while back, the Lord was doing a special thing in my own heart, and he wanted me to learn all about that. And so he said, Terry, just be still. And I'll take it from here. Your promise is sure. Your patience is long. Your love is faithful and true. So I will wait and be still and watch your hand fulfill. 'Cause it's something only you can do. In the still, I can see you. When I'm at rest, in you I'm strong. And in the sweet still of your spirit, I can hear you gently leading me along. Your peace is deep. Your smile is wide. Your joy is full and free. So I will stand by your side, where I'll always abide. 'Cause it's something only you can see. In the still, I can see you. When I'm at rest, in you I'm strong. In the sweet still of your spirit, I can hear you gently leading me along. Lord, equip us with that muscle that will relax in your presence. Help us, Lord, to understand that you're the one. You're the doer of the universe. There's no other doer but you. So everything that's happening, you're behind it. We may think it's hard because it challenges us. But at the same time, we need to keep our focus on you and follow you through those hard thresholds, because you're going to bring us out into victory. And I pray that you would draw each heart now to your safety, into your refuge, and cause us to be filled with your love. That so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son so that we might live a full life and walk with you through eternity. So, Lord, bless the reading and the hearing of your word today. We pray that it would sink deep in our hearts and grow roots as we would continue to hear your word exposed to us in Jesus' name. Jesus, draw me close, closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close, yes, closer, Lord, to you, 'cause I desire to worship and obey. Oh, Jesus, draw me close. Why don't you stand and sing with me? Closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close, closer, Lord, to you, 'cause I desire to worship and obey. I desire to worship and obey. Yes, I desire to worship and obey. I desire to worship and make me a vessel of your word and your will. Speak your words through these lips, your own words of life. Let them heal the brokenhearted. Lord, make me a servant. I'll wait on you hand and foot. Draw me close, let me know you. Let me touch your heart. Let me be your prized creation. I am yours, I am yours. I've been bought with life so precious. I am new, I'm brand new in you, my Jesus. I am yours. Yes, I'm yours. You hold all my life in your hand. And when I hear your spirit call, follow. Yes, I'll follow, because I am yours. Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Baptize me in your love. Take the fire from the altar. Let it touch my lips and consume the darkness around me. 'Cause I am yours. Yes, I'm yours. I've been bought with life so precious. I am new. I'm brand new in you, my Jesus. I am yours. Lord, I'm yours. You hold all my I'll follow, because